God bless you. God bless you. You, you. Yes, and even you. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget. 15 minutes of your day, this day, the day that you decided to give time to the Lord, will absolutely transform your life. We are grateful to God that He has given us yet another opportunity to be in His presence. We're grateful for Him keeping us last night, and we're grateful for Him waking us up this morning. Folks, it was not your alarm clock. It was not you hearing a sound. It was not you just awakening and saying, I wonder what time it is. It was by the fingertip of God that you are alive, and we are grateful. Let's pray. God, we love you today, and we glorify you. God, we thank you for another day in this life's journey. We thank you, God, that you have written us into your life's plan. God, there is absolutely nothing we could have done to earn another moment. Your word declares there's nothing we could do to earn another moment. But God, since you've allowed us to still be here, we're going to give you glory. We're going to give you honor. We're going to give you praise. God, we thank you for these who have assembled on this morning, taking time out of their sleep, their preparation time, their slumber, God, whatever it is, to be able to come together to hear of your word. God, I know you will not disappoint them. Speak to them, O God, and they will be spoken to. God, shake them out of their complacency. And God, we know that they will be forever changed. God, we love you. We bless you. We give you reverence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I want to thank you for just coming on to hear what the Lord has to say. This morning, our journeys through the Word of God takes us to Philippians, the third chapter. Philippians, the third chapter. And we're going to start at the 17th verse. Philippians 3, starting at verse 17. I'll read it from a couple of different versions so that we understand what God is saying to us today. Philippians 3, verse 17, starting in the New American Standard Bible, reads as follows: Brethren, join in following my example, and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. For many walk, of whom I often told you, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, for which we also eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to Himself. Let me read one more version from the Passion Translation. The Passion Translation, again, Philippians 3:17 says this: My beloved friends, imitate my walk in God, and follow all those who walk according to the way of life we model for you. For there are many who live by different standards. As I've warned you many times, I weep as I write these words. They are enemies of the cross of the Anointed One, and doom awaits them. Excuse me. Their God has possessed them and made them mute. Their boast is in their shameful lifestyles, and their minds are in the dirt. But we are a colony of heaven on earth, as we cling tightly to our life giver, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our humble bodies and transfigure us into the identical likeness of His glorified body. And using His matchless power, He continuously subdues everything to Himself. And the word of the Lord is blessed. I want to take verse 20, the word specifically written in the New American Standard Bible: For our citizenship is in heaven. So this morning I want to talk to you from this message that citizenship has its benefits. Citizenship has its privilege. Citizenship has its privilege. About to date myself, but back in the 80s, American Express had a commercial that used to declare that membership has its privileges. And it meant by just having that little card, that little credit card, that American Express card, you had access to places that others couldn't go. You could have experiences that others couldn't touch. And you could have services that others could not afford. But you all, the Apostle Paul in this text, kind of, he doesn't take that idea because, you know, it was in the 80s. But I want to take that idea and kind of apply it or elevate it to relate to what the Apostle Paul was saying to us in Philippians. Citizenship in the kingdom of heaven has its privilege, but it's not something you can apply for like the American Express card. It's not something you earn with points or with status. But you all, it is a gift that's granted through salvation in Christ Jesus. You all, Paul was writing from heaven, but his spirit is free. Excuse me, he was writing from prison, but his spirit is free. It's not bound like he is physically. And he reminds the Philippians and he reminds us that although our zip code may be of a local address, our identity is eternal. You all, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. And because we belong someplace else, we're called to live like that here. In other words, don't forget, you are not from here. I mean, yeah, you're not from here. You're from there. And because you're from there, you're expected to act like and live like you're from there, although we're here. I hope somebody caught that. And you all, the privileges of citizenship of the kingdom, they aren't wrapped in material things. They're spiritual benefits. And those spiritual benefits impact who we are, how we act, and it influences how we wait on the return of Jesus. So what am I saying here? First of all, we should walk in a heavenly pattern. What does that mean? Well, Paul said it best. He said, join me following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. Paul extends us an invitation to imitate. Not to imitate him, but to imitate how he imitates Christ. You all, we were never intended, never meant to make it up as we go. There's too many of us that are trying to make up the steps as we live this life. You all, there's a template to follow. There's a testimony. There's a trail that's already been set forth by Jesus. And every one of his faithful followers walk that same trail. You all, Paul knew that the church of Philippi, those that were in that area, they were surrounded by all kinds of influences. So what he does is he points them to a higher standard, a heavenly standard. And you all, we live in a culture where it's so easy to follow fame, so easy to follow trends. And quite frankly, you think you're listening to the right person to understand the word, but it's so easy to follow false teachings as well. And Paul reminds them and he reminds us that true citizens of heaven don't just say we have faith. They walk it out in love, humility, and sacrifice. We are living blueprints of the kingdom. Not only should we walk with a heavenly pattern, you all, but we should weep over those earthly pretenders. That's what Paul said when I wrote it from the Passion Translation. He said, I weep as I write these words. that those that live by different standards, they are enemies of the cross. And you all, Paul shifts from encouraging the people in Philippi to sorrow with tears in his eyes. And he's not doing it because he's frustrated. He's weeping because he's grieved. He's burdened that those that walked in truth somehow have now turned their backs on the cross. And we're not talking about atheists. We're not talking about outsiders. We're talking about those who knew the message and rejected the message. Those who exchanged purpose for pleasure and calling for comfort. And now they live by the cravings of their flesh. Their allegiance is to their appetite, whatever makes them feel good, not living for the good. And so they're locked into the here and now and forgotten that there's life beyond this one. And Paul is mourning. He's weeping because he's mourning, because heavenly citizens cannot be numb to those who have decided to go astray. And kingdom hearts ought to break when others forfeit their hearts. Let me go ahead and let me get out of here. We walk with the heavenly pattern. We weep over earthly pretenders. But you all, we wait with a holy posture. What are we waiting on? We're waiting on the return of our Savior. That is what Paul says in, excuse me, verse 20. He said, we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not just informing us of our kingdom citizenship. He is igniting our hope in the return of our Messiah. We're not just waiting on a moment. Jesus said he's coming back, and the believers believe that and live like he's coming back. And when he comes back, he's not going to just scoop us up. I think we get that thing twisted that he's just going to scoop us up and take us to heaven. He's going to change us. He's going to change us from these bodies that are burdened by sickness and burdened by sin and burdened by sorrow. He's going to change us to match his glory. Y'all, that ought to be good news to somebody. And I'm not just telling you about something that we're wishing and hoping to be true. It's a promise. It's a promise. It's rooted in the power of God. You all, that's the kind of confidence that should shape and form how we live every day. We wait with purpose. And we press forward, knowing that this world is not our home. We're just passing by. People of God, the world might know your name. But I'm grateful that heaven knows our identity. And when we walk like a kingdom citizen, you start to live differently. You start to talk differently. You start to love differently. Don't you ever forget where you belong. And don't you act like you don't have privileges that come with your position. You've got a promise of a Savior, and you've got a pattern on how to live. Do not get this thing twisted. Quit going out there being a maverick, trying to, quote-unquote, figure it out on your own. Don't you dare act like this is your home. You've got rights, you've got responsibilities, and you've got a Savior that is waiting on you in glory. Live like it. Let's pray. Father, we love you today. We glorify you. We thank you. Thank you for your word, God, that reminds us that we have a home on the other shore. This is not who we are. This is not where we live. This is not where we belong. We're not to wait till we get to the kingdom to act like we're citizens there. We are to act today like we belong there. Everybody should know that we're not from here. We should live like it. We should love like it. We should walk like it. Help us to remember, God, that our identity is not found in our surroundings here, but in our Savior. Help us to live like your citizens. Be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day. In Jesus' name.